You are now entering the very world of Milton Jones.
Good evening, I'm Milton Jones. So I'm on holiday with John Lennon. We get to the edge of Cornwall and I turn to him and I say, imagine there's no Devon. And, you know, not long after that, he wrote the song. Help. Italians, slanty little eyes. Sorry, italics. Always get that wrong. So here I am, in northern Egypt. We've been excavating this site for 3 weeks. Several hours ago, we uncovered some sort of entrance. The bearers are just about to break through. I won't go any further. They say that whoever goes inside the tomb will forever live in darkness and poverty. Nonsense. I'm going in. Now they're telling me to give them the torch and all my money. Entombed in an ancient Egyptian burial chamber. Oh, what shall I do in my last hours? Hello? Hello, magazine. Has anyone got one? What's that? Oh! I've fallen into a pit! A snake pit! My life begins to flash before my eyes! Here comes the angel.
Milton Jones, amateur archaeologist and librarian. This is your story. All you did and could have done. Chapter one.
Well, is it a boy or is it a girl? Which is it, a boy or a girl?
Really, Doctor? I'm surprised you passed all your exams.
Give me a clue.
He's got blue eyes.
It's a boy, isn't it? Sorry, it's different somehow when you come to deliver your own...
Son?
Son, yeah.
So, your father was a doctor. Was it him who introduced you to books?
No, he refused to teach me to read in case I got car sick. You have to understand that my father spent many years at sea.
Oh, really?
Yes, eventually the penny dropped and he got onto D and the rest of the alphabet. My grandfather, now, he had a fantastic imagination.
Really? Well, we can see that if you like.
Milton, did I ever tell you the story of the strange and mystical land that lies inside that wardrobe over there?
No.
Oh, come on. If we go inside, we'll meet a lion and a witch and we'll have a marvellous adventure. Come on, follow me. Come on. Oh, so many clothes and the hangers.
Grandad! Grandad! Another time, he told us the story of the boy who cried wolf. Well, he kept threatening to, but eventually when he got round to it, none of us were listening.
Oh, shame.
But he'd spent many years in the Middle East as an amateur archaeologist. In fact, it was him who taught me hieroglyphics. I can still remember it.
Now then, Milton, time to see how your hieroglyphic alphabet's coming on.
Eagle foot stick, hand flower pedestal, snake flax other flower, other snake, basket lion, mouth cloth, loaf, squiggle, more flax, twiddly thing. Yes, more flax, chick, double, bird, two snakes and a man. Now you know your eagle stick foot. You can sing along with me.
Very good, Milton. Now the second verse.
And I spent many happy hours deciphering previously untranslated images. Right, everyone. This is clearly a dog of some kind, which represents evil. Here is his master, who is an even bigger evil. Now, this seems to be the master's father, who seems dismayed at what the son and his dog have done.
Yes, Dennis the Menace. Are you going to buy that Beano or what?
You must have really stuck out in the village, because all the other kids were into music. Not only that, the neighbourhood was full of pop stars, wasn't it?
Yes. It was all very friendly. No one had to say very much.
We can go back there if you like.
John Lennon was always sticking his head over the garden fence. Hello again, John. Now, here comes the milkman, Otis Redding. Thanks, Otis. Can we have an extra pint of semi-skim for tomorrow? Yes, still here, John. Annoying, isn't it? And on the other side, Bob Marley used to get really cross if you stole anything off his fruit trees.
What did Bob Marley have fruit trees for?
Jamming. And, believe it or not, Lou Reed used to have a rag and bone cart with his own horse. So, Lou, what does he eat?
Hay.
Hay, anything else?
Hay, sugar.
What's that on the road behind your horse? What? Oh, dear. Watch out, Frankie. Don't step in it. And my granddad's insistence that I use the hieroglyphic alphabet also caused me embarrassment at the school dance.
Come on, Milton, sing along.
All right, Milton, join in.
Okay.
The stay of the snake, bird, stick off. Snake, bird, stick off.
The worst thing was nearly breaking my arms doing the actions.
He may have been a little eccentric, but at least your granddad passed on his passion for literature.
Yes, it was him who introduced me to Agatha Christie.
Really? Oh, which ones did you read?
No, we met her in the street.
She is one of my heroes. How did your grandfather know her?
From a train journey. They'd both had to stand. In those days, apparently, it was murder on the Orient Express.
But what was she like? Was she how you'd expect her to be?
Yes, as kids, we used to ring her doorbell and run away. She took ages to find out who did it, and it was never who she thought it was going to be.
And now, as soon as you left school, you got a job in a library in Swansea.
It was a typical modern library, a resource centre with computers, videos and all sorts of community information.
What about books?
No. You're thinking of Waterstones. In fact, I remember someone coming in and asking for Pride and Prejudice, and the librarian saying, "I'm proud to be Welsh and I hate foreigners." I also took a mobile library into rural areas and ran storytelling workshops. And so the shopkeeper asked her if she wanted the pricey conditioner with vitamins and complex proteins that nourished right down to the roots. But she replied, "No, just give me the cheap shampoo." And that is the story of how Rapunzel let down her hair.
Well, while you're considering your future, your grandfather has another accident.
Yes, another children's book adventure went horribly wrong.
Right, watch this, everyone. I'm going to go and find Alice. Through the looking glass! Ow! Ow!
Mom?
Hey! And it was shortly after that he left on a quest to find more stories in the Lost Library of Alexandria. But he left you a treasure map?
Yes, although he rather confused the issue by writing the inscription, "Dear Milton, X marks the spot. Lots of love, Grandad. Kiss, 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 kiss."
You determined to follow him one day. In the meantime, to swat up on your archaeology, you take a job at the museum. They tried putting you in the early English history section.
Yes, I remember being inspired by a display of St. George and the Dragon and wondering what it must have been really like.
Hand me my weapon!
Leave
me, sir! I don't want this! I want my sword, you fool! This monster's about to roast me alive!
No, you see, if we use the lance, we can stick some marshmallows on the end.
Don't just get it here! I can't understand it! Every time I attack it, it just seems to grow in strength!
That's because you're spearing it under the wings. That's a very energizing acupuncture point.
Oh.
Get it there, just below its throat. There's a soft spot over the heart.
If you knew that all along, why in goodness name didn't you tell me before, man?
Oh, well, sir, that bloke over there is from the pub and he's only just finished painting the sign. Meanwhile, at the museum, I moved to collecting the entrance money.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't get the sack a lot sooner. Hang on, I thought museums were free.
Eventually, I'd saved enough money to get to Egypt. I landed in Cairo.
And you were met off the plane by an old man in a white cloak.
Milton Jones. I am the priest of Ra.
Ra?
Ra.
Rasputin, lover of the Russian queen?
No! Ra! Ra!
Oh, so that's why you're wearing a short pleated skirt.
No! This is my sister. She has many forms.
Yes, it's not easy to get a dog through quarantine.
Yep. It's not a dog. She's a jackal.
Oh, well, why have you come to meet me?
It is written.
Oh?
Yes, look, up there, PA Flight 323.
Oh, yes.
I have come to warn you. You see, I knew your grandfather. We visited the great lighthouse of Pharos together. Although he tried to make a genie appear by rubbing the lamp and got electrocuted.
Listen, I'm very tired.
Forgive me. Well, if there's anything I can do for you while I'm here.
Would you mind if I go to sleep on your shoulder?
I'd rather you didn't. But I must warn you before I leave not to meddle with things you don't understand.
You're right. I nearly broke the seatbelt on the plane.
Hey, excuse me, sir. Do you need guide? I can show you around.
Guide, eh? Doing some sort of local history badge. Glad to see they're allowing boys in these days. Here, take my bags.
You must not stay here. I have warned you. My name is Metataxus. You can call me Taxi.
Taxi!
Enough!
Right, let's find a hotel.
Your guide's name turned out to be Wahid, and in the next few days, he showed you around.
Bartering was great fun. Originally, the hotel had put me in a room on the 17th floor, but I managed to get it down to the 11th. It was strange, though. Bartering was perfectly acceptable in some places, but not others, like the Bureau de Change. And the police station. There were many unusual sights and sounds. I think my favourite was the car horn factory.
Now, I can't believe this next bit. Wahid gets you tickets to go on a cruise down the Nile? That's just like an Agatha Christie novel. Oh, you must have been delighted.
What? Are you trying to get me killed? I know what those cruises are like. A collection of shifty characters, all with a good motive for killing off one of the passengers.
No. You have been reading too many books, boss.
Oh, very well. But only if we adopt disguises to avoid suspicion. You're an Egyptian street urchin. You can be Professor Plum. And I'll be Miss Scarlet.
I am not sure.
What are you saying? You don't think I can be Miss Scarlet?
Mm.
It's the beard, isn't it? All right, then I'll go as her husband, Captain Scarlet. Then that'll give me the added advantage of being indestructible.
To begin with, the other passengers looked like ordinary tourists. But after you began to tell some of your stories one by one, they began to make attempts on your life. But then, suddenly, the boat mysteriously begins to take in water and sinks. You and Wahid escape with your lives and swim ashore. Oh, it's so exciting.
Right, let's get out of here. Oh, there's never a cab when you want one.
Milton Jones.
Ah, Taxi.
I told you to leave this place. You are playing with forces you don't understand.
But the other passengers were trying to kill me. Digging an escape tunnel seemed like a good idea.
And who are you, mister?
I am the High Priest of Ra. My name is Taxi. This is my sister. Today she's a cat.
Please, could you take us to the hotel?
Oh, I don't think it'll go south of the river this time of night. Let's look at the treasure map.
A treasure map? My friends, let us not be too hasty. Come, let us go to a club I know.
He took us to a bad part of town called the Street of the 40 Thieves, to a place dedicated to a large French elephant. In fact, the worst place in town was the Alibaba Bar Bar Bar. Bar none.
Open sesame!
And it was very seedy. Inside was a billiard room and a darts board. But I decided to play dominoes with some of the locals. Right, here we go. Push! After a few drinks, old Metataxas may as well have been a cab driver because he had strong opinions about everything.
If I had my way, I'd string them all up.
Well, you are right. That is indeed the correct way to smoke fish.
Milton, can I get you another drink?
Yes, I'll have some more of the local firewater.
There is no local fire water.
The water in those red buckets on the wall?
Milton, why don't you try this?
And that's the last thing you remember.
I took a sip of this drink, stood up, staggered through a curtain. Then I must have been in some sort of backroom ornamental rug factory. There were looms everywhere. Then the room started spinning.
So, Taxi still wanted you out of the picture. When you woke up, your clothes and map were missing.
But fortunately, I'd already made a copy of the map on the library photocopier. And I could just about read it, too.
So you and Wahid set off across the desert on your quest to find the lost library of Alexandria.
It was hot. Very hot. Especially in our new three-piece suits, which we'd weaved from ornamental rugs. I wonder if Lawrence of Arabia ever met up with Scott of the Antarctic and Clive of India. And if so, where? Strange to be named after somewhere you weren't born and weren't really welcome. It's a bit like saying Al-Fayed of England. Then I got to thinking about my grandfather and the age in which he lived. The British Empire ruled the world and Queen Victoria was unassailable. No one could defeat it. No one.
His Excellency Lord Henry Fitzalan and Lady Maud Fitzalan. From France, the Marquis d'Alsace-Lorraine, and from the dark side, His Excellency Darth Vader. May I take your hat, sir?
There is no need.
Sir, any man in the presence of Her Majesty Queen Victoria must remove...
Oh, Mr. Vader, how lovely to see you. You are the talk of London. Would you care to meet my husband, Albert?
Charmed. What a nice cape.
Enough of this. I will fight you and win your empire. Name your weapon.
Well, we were just about to play charades. Would you care to start?
I have no time for your puny games.
Oh, go on. It's such fun.
Very well. I accept the challenge.
So, that's Mom's top hole. Carry on.
Yes.
It's a book, I tell you. It's a book.
Oh, do you think so? I rather thought it was a poem.
It's definitely a book, my little student.
It's a play, you stupid people. I did the curtains shape.
All right, old man. Keep your bucket on.
Well, perhaps we could be allowed some teeny-weeny little clue, Mr. Vader.
Very well. Oh. Handbag?
Oh, no, that's cheating. You lose, I'm afraid.
Right, that's it. Victoria, prepare to die. The Empire shall be mine.
Oh, Albert, save me from this dreadful man.
Do not worry, my dear. He will be a bit less cocky when he has a taste of this.
Oh, no, a Christmas tree.
Of course, security is a lot better these days, what with walkie-talkies and earpieces, especially if I was to be the Queen's bodyguard.
Now that I'd love to see.
Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth will now begin the ceremony.
Arise, Sir Alistair.
Go, go, go! Situation critical! That crazy witch has pulled a blade!
So you are rescued from the desert by some nomads.
Yes, they saved our lives. Bother, I never got their addresses.
But you got such bad sunburn that you were admitted to hospital.
Yes, there I was, burnt, covered in bandages, trying to recover. The staff called me the Welsh patient. Or more precisely, the Welsh outpatient. They didn't have enough beds. I had to shuffle around the place covered in dressings.
Lives.
Well...
Oh, no. Please,
Have mercy!
Oh!
Where's the cafeteria, please?
Oh, second on your left.
Thanks.
So eventually you arrive in the Valley of the Kings.
Amazing.
One of the most magical places on Earth. Some people believe alien spacecraft used it as a landing strip. Look over there. That saucer-shaped object flying towards you.
Got it.
Excuse me. Can we have our frisbee back?
Sure. Are you aliens?
Oh, yes.
Do you mind if I ask why you come here?
Everyone has to see the pyramids. They're amazing. I don't know how they left them.
We're on one of those package tours. You know, the pyramids, Easter Island, and Alton Towers.
We went to Roswell last year. We were very disappointed. We heard a lot about it, but there's nothing there.
Is it true you abduct people and remove their brains?
Yes, but so far we've only done Nottingham. We won't come next year, though. It took us ages to get here. You know what it's like when you get stuck behind a tractor beam.
The weather's so unpredictable on Earth.
Yes. I think next year we're going somewhere with more sun.
How about the sun?
Hey!
Gradually, you narrow down the possible sites for digging.
Waheed, look here. Some hieroglyphics. It's a man. A stick man. Seems to be on some sort of door.
Boss, this is the gents. We should leave the hotel now.
Okay, let's go.
What about the hole? Shall I fill it in?
Hey, you! What are you doing?
Leave it. Come on.
But on the very next morning, you and Waheed find the entrance to a labyrinth. You venture inside and walk for hours.
Oh, we've been walking these corridors for over an hour. Oh, but don't worry, boss. We can retrace our steps. I have been laying a trail of crisps. Boss?
Oh, what are we going to do?
Someone will find us soon. Let's play hieroglyphic I spy while we're waiting. I spy with my little eyes something beginning with stick.
Stick?
Yes, you'll go.
You'd only been walking a couple of hours when you come across another labyrinth.
Now, Milton, we should be okay this time. I have been laying a trail of pebbles.
Look here, boss, see?
Bingo!
Have we found the entrance?
No, it looks like an early form of bingo. See the numbers with circles around them.
Milton Jones!
Hail, taxi!
Milton Jones, you have messed with things beyond your control.
Don't worry, I'll never cut my own hair again. Got it. Flies everywhere. No sister today. Ah, sorry about that.
Ra is angry.
What does Ra say when he's angry?
Ra!
Thought he might.
How dare you?
Why are you so afraid that we will find the lost library of Alexandria?
That is one mystery. That will never be solved.
Do you want a marshmallow for the end of that? Besides, I can solve the mystery. All I have to do is to put on a Belgian accent, weigh up the motives of the suspects, twiddle a moustache.
Oh, get off.
Sorry about that. That's not a moustache, anyway. You probably just like sniffing marker pens. Now, let me see. Your motive is probably all the fines you collect on overdue books from the lost library.
Have you any idea how much that is? Fines on thousands of books taken out of a library centuries ago. Over £43.75.
Mystery solved. Well, now all that needs to happen is an unexpected ending. A tiger?
Rah! Rah!
Come from, boss?
I have no idea. It's Grandad. He's got a pot of honey stuck on his head. Help him.
Oh, sorry, boy. Got stuck at Cairo Zoo acting out Winnie the Pooh. Meet Tigger.
You went ahead into the inner chamber.
Yes. And as I went, I laid a trail of broken teeth.
The door was shut, and that's where you are now. Not the happy ending you were hoping for. But there is just time to show you some tapes from other people's lives.
And this cell, of course, belongs to our most famous inmate.
The famous Birdman of Alcatraz.
Yes, ma'am. The last 5 years, he's been nursing injured birds back to health in his tiny 6-foot square cell.
That must have been a great comfort to him.
Well, it was. Until he found the ostrich.
And here's another one, funnily enough, also set in America.
Henderson, step forward. You are September's Astronaut of the Month. Here is your certificate, and let me just pin on your special Astronaut of the Month badge.
And this is Terry Walker. He set up his own business, selling telephones.
I can do it. I can do it. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Hello,
can I interest you in buying a tele... Oh, no!
Goodbye, Milton, goodbye.
All alone again. My grandmother was a singing teacher.
Me, 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 me.
Selfish with it, too. Once I was in prison in the Middle East. In the cell next to me, Gloria Gaynor. One night I turned to her and said, do you think you're going to make it out of here? Do you know, she looked at me, I looked at her, and she said, no, I don't think so. So, back in the snake pit. Hang on, these aren't snakes, these are people.
Shh, keep the noise down, will you?
This is a library.
They're librarians. I'm saved. This is the Lost Library of Alexandria. Now to escape. Oh, one more throw of the dice. I wonder, if this is the library, there might just be a secret passage to the billiard room. Come on, everyone, this way. And as we go, let us take with us all the literary treasures of the ancient world.
I'm afraid they're all out at the moment. We can order them if you like.
That was The Very World of Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones. It also starred Alexander Armstrong and Joanna Scanlon. The show was written by Milton Jones with Dan Evans, Mark Evans and James Barkman, Simon Blackwell, Les Keane, Mike Haskins and Marion Pashley. The music was by Guy Jackson and the producer was David Tyler. And the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.